Unlock big savings while adding style and security to your home with Schlage door locks from Menards. High-quality Schlage Wi-Fi compatible entry locks allow you to lock and unlock your home from anywhere with your phone. Get peace of mind and save big money on all door locks at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Thanks for tuning in to our bonus episode preview. This is just a short sample of this week's exclusive Patreon episode. You can hear the episode in its entirety by becoming a member at patreon.com/indoctrination, where you'll gain access to all of our exclusive episodes and merchandise. Hello to my wonderful Patreon supporters. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Here is a special bonus episode for you. This topic is one that is on people's minds. I think it's been on people's minds for a while, and every once in a while there is another show, another documentary, an expose that reminds people that the culture that is on TV and sometimes movie sets is highly unhealthy. I think about the emergence of the Me Too movement, how long in coming it was, and what a long time it took for people to be heard and be believed. And still, there are a lot of people who are not necessarily taken seriously when they come forward, or they're just told, well, that's just how it is. Yeah, you just have to suck it up and just be fine with what happens, because that's the only way to ensure your career. And what people are also finding is that even if they're given a promise that if they do something with a director or a producer or a fellow actor, it will secure the future of their work in the business, sometimes it doesn't. Many times it doesn't. It's just a ploy. There was recently a docuseries called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. So many kids were coming forward as young adults, and sometimes older adults who just had never had a forum to come out with their stories, where they were talking about predators on TV stages, on TV sets, on movie sets. This show was covering what was happening in Nickelodeon in the 90s and in the 2000s. And the reason that I'm bringing this up as a bonus episode is because that within cultic systems, there is the same culture of people who are in positions of authority getting away with far too much, getting away with things because they remain secret, because they remain private, getting away with things because you learn that it would be unsafe for you to speak up or to say no. And that also when things happen to you, there's really nowhere you think there is to go or to anyone to talk to. And so that culture also exists so often on set as it does in cults. We talk about the ways that people respond if they are being attacked, approached in a way that they don't want. There had been the fight or flight way of thinking about it, but most people don't fight and most people don't flee. But many times they freeze and they fawn. And freezing is the one that a lot of people do where they say, I don't know what happened to me. I just didn't fight anymore. I didn't move. I couldn't speak. It's like I didn't have control of my body. And the fawning is trying to compliment the person, trying to let them know that you won't tell anyone that they tried to come on to you, trying to appease them, make them happy with you, especially if you feel like what they're doing to you is going to incorporate violence. And so you see that with so many people who are survivors of abuse within cults. And along with freezing or fawning, there is the all-too-easy accusation that somehow you wanted it. Because you didn't fight, and because you didn't flee, you didn't run. But that is rarely, if ever, true, that someone wants to be treated that way. And the fact that people within cults are also made to feel that if something bad happens to them, they brought it in, they caused it, they were this sort of siren, this person who was drawing in people's attention. And because they turned a person on or because they didn't fight, then it was like an invitation for someone to abuse them, to molest them. With this docuseries, it talks about, during a 5-part series, the behind-the-scenes world at Nickelodeon's children's television programming. There was a special focus on a particular director. But it is important to say there are many other directors and producers and writers and actors just like him. One of the reasons that it happens, as I mentioned, is that there is this power imbalance. There's this concept of power dynamics and how they can create unhealthy environments.